it is extremely terrifying. Like, we're just expecting death at any point of time. I stay with my home, with my kids, my brother, my sister, and other members of the extended family are here. We are living in Khartoum South, which is very close to the Rapid Search Force camps. And I've been hearing the shots all over the place, around the clock, on the top of our head. And we're just sitting, doing nothing, like just getting scared, afraid, terrified.
And how about food supply? Because this is one of the issues that the humanitarian organizations are talking about, that most people who are in Khartoum are running out of supplies. Could you talk to us about your experience?
Yesterday, I went to the nearby shop because I have cash in hand and I bought a couple of stuff. I have them here in my kitchen. But most of the people, especially people who are earning their loaf of bread day by day, they're really suffering because they don't have money to buy stuff. And most of the shops are closed and just people are sitting. And this is Ramadan time, don't forget. And people are just like, some of them, they have just a couple of dates, you know, they eat during iftar time. But people are really in a very bad shape. Like, we are eating rice and lentils because we are afraid that electricity might go off at any point of time. So we did not buy like meat and chicken. And so we buy all the dry stuff and we just cook them and eat.
Knowing the Sudanese culture of generosity and sharing the little they have, I lived in Khartoum, and during Ramadan, people bring food outside their gates so that anybody passing by can share with them during iftar. Is that still happening?
No, not at all. Like, because it's not safe to go outside of your house. It's not safe at all to go even to the nearby shop. So people sit down outside and take food out. This is quite dangerous. And the soldiers are around. They can even, like, they knock over the door and they break the houses. They steal food. They steal water. So we're closing our doors and sitting inside. Even like when people knock on our door, if we're not sure who's there, we will not open the door. And we know that people outside, they're hungry, asking for food, and we cannot give them food because we are not quite sure if they will come and just take food and go.
And what are the Sudanese doing to really de-escalate these two groups fighting? I mean, in Sudan, you have Shuyuk, you have the Grand Mufti, you have, you know, there are lots of religious leaders who could reign on these two to stop fighting during Ramadan. What are Sudanese doing?
This is not our war as a civilian. This is not our war, the change seekers. This is not our war, the one who made the revolution. This is between the rebel support force and the army. We have absolutely nothing to do with it, and we are paying for it. Like, this is between them, they're fighting, and they're killing each other, and we are also get affected by this, and we cannot do anything about it. We are peaceful people. We believe in peace. We're not carrying gun. We're not carrying anything. We're just sitting and waiting to see how this will end and where it will take us. We need peace. We need democracy. We need civil government. And we need prosperity for our nation. And those people are just making it because they don't want the civil government to take over. They don't want to prosper. They're seeking to support their own benefit, their own like business, their own. They want to be in power.
Talking about the people who have been spearheading the demonstrations in Khartoum asking for a civilian-led government, are you talking to each other? Are you, you know, strategizing?
We do talk to each other. The resistance committees now are doing peaceful stuff as always and ever. They're supporting people by providing water for people who have no water, providing food, trying to get people to the hospital, try to do some first aid services for the people who are injured. So this is what we do, and we have always been doing that. So the resistance committee are quite active within the neighborhood, but because they're movement is limited, they don't do much. But as much as they can do, they support people.